Hello.
Jordan.
Hi, who is this?
This is That's All, folks. You're on the show.
Oh my God. I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
First-time guest? Yeah. What's up?
Hey, you're on speaker. Yeah, actually, you have
Hey, what's going on?
You got 5 guests here.
Oh, really? Who all's there?
We got Tom, Ellen, and we got Ren.
Dang. So, what are you all up to?
You know, just eating some cheese, some crackers, waiting for sushi to be delivered.
Jordan.
Is this That's All, folks?
This is That's All, folks. We're back. I'm sorry. Anchor's got a lot of bugs. And Frank?
I do think it's a solid product, though. They got a lot of good people working there.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Before I called you, I was calling John, and I was going to do some customer service with him, find out why some of these things were going wrong.
No, did he give you an answer
at all? He's dodging John. The questions.
Is there a baseball game?
Mark Zuckerberg.
We got to put John up for 10 hours of testimony in front of Congress.
What is Anchor doing to me? What does Anchor know about me? So nobody's answering my calls.
Did it cut off before I told you who's here?
No, I heard that, and I heard you're eating cheese.
Ren, that's Rondo.
Hi. Are you named after Even Stevens' character?
No.
No, it's W-R-U.
Tom has unknown Even Stevens knowledge.
Well, Christy Carlson Romano.
Yeah, everyone likes.
Oh, everyone knows. I'm sorry. Sam corrected.
Yeah, nobody's answering my calls.
Rondo, was Even Stevens a...
Oh, yeah, I think you're a good person to ask. I just put the question up. So Anchor has this feature now that I can, like, put a topic in, and then somebody else can click on it and then be talking to me about that topic. Answering me. Like, I put out topics out there, and none of them seem good enough for people. What's the topic...
What's your topic?
Yeah, like what's well, I'm guessing I'm saying, like, if you had to talk about any random person on earth about anything, what is always a solid conversation starter? That
ocean animals.
I put extinct animals as my last topic, like, about 10 minutes ago, and no bite.
I think that one's a little tough because, like, it's almost like a quiz. Like, you have to I don't know.
No, I was just going to go through. I just researched an extinct animal, and then I was going to find somebody and tell them which animal I just researched and why I'm so mad it's dead.
Yeah.
But no, he answered. I still have that on the back burner. I'll try again.
I mean, I think that's What about something like, when you go the other direction, you're like, help, I'm stuck in an elevator. You know, try to get some sense of urgency. What? Yeah, like, make that the topic. Like, help, I'm stuck in an elevator.
Is it a lie, like, though?
When they answer, I mean, it could be a fictional podcast.
Jordan has experience with this with previously listed Craigslist ads.
Yeah. Oh, it was an eBay ad.
What happened?
No, I don't. It's a long story. I don't think we have enough.
This is. Is it not
on Anchor?
Is it longer than an anecdote?
Yeah, it's a really long. It's definitely into.
You don't think that's good? A good place, or like a good thing to put on Anchor?
That's a good question.
Yes, that's a great question. Maybe that should be the subject. What should I put
on? You went on a trip last year or last month, like a cross country trip, and you started doing anchors, documenting it, and then you stopped. Did you record any and just not release them?
I think we have one unreleased.
What's stopping you from pulling the trigger on that content?
So, I mean, that's a great question. I think the thing about that road trip was I took it with this guy named Wes, and Wes and I, like, we both appreciate a good silence, you know, like we there was no need to fill the amount of time in the car, you know, put on podcasts, put on music or whatever. But I mean, the first few days with that were kind of like, we felt like we had to, you know, there was some subconscious need to like do stuff and be productive with our time. And like, I think anger kind of fit into that right away. Plus like the novelty of like, hey, we're hitting the road. But like, by the time we got out of Albuquerque, which I think is when we stopped, it was like the stretches between seeing places of note got longer, and also like our level of comfort with silences got greater. So combine that with a little bit of laziness.
And yeah, I can see exactly what you're talking about. What are y'all up to? Just hanging out with, doing baby things? What's it like having a baby around?
It's pretty chill. She's pretty angry right now, which is not super fun. She's
gonna tap the X button.
Nothing to say.
Wow.
I'm too tired from raising a child.
Yeah, the only hard part is like, her bedtime is much more. She gets like a good 12 hours of sleep a night, which just makes you feel like you need to sleep.
So you've been having lots of dreams?
It's like round seven. I did have a couple of dreams. I've had like, dead dreams.
Oh my god.
No.
But so you say you're sleeping 12 hours?
That's a real concern. Did you watch a movie right beforehand about babies dying?
No.
It's a present responsibility. Yeah.
I had a dream the other night that I was tasked with breaking in Ocean's 11 style to the Walt Disney World Hall of Presidents to gather footage of Donald Trump's animatronic president. And then I got into the lobby, and then I was distracted by some sort of OLED 4K projector, and I was like, wow, like the contrast ratio in this thing is really tight. And then I woke up and I was kind of disappointed that the projector wasn't real.
Does such a thing exist in real life?
I don't think so. I think it's OLED, because I feel like the projectors, if they're not projecting anything, it just becomes the black level of the thing behind it. So it just, the black levels depend on like the ambient.
Do you have emotions in your dreams? Like happy, sad, scared?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And even if I don't remember what I was dreaming about, but I know that like I was like annoyed in the dream or happy in the dream or whatever, when I wake up. Yeah. Does it happen for you too?
I don't think I have emotions in my dreams, but this is what I feel like when I look back on it. Like, I don't think I do. I think things just happen.
I mean, but have you
sometimes, yeah. I guess the only emotion I have is like fear, like, yeah, some every once in a while. But most of the time, I would say it's just like I'm sort of just swimming in a soup of like randomness and like indifference.
Oh,
I mean, that's
most
common,
of the time,
right? Like,
but how different would you say?
Not much different.
Is that from your waking life?
Yeah. So it's like you're awake, but you're like living in this fictional world.
Hillary has the most like terrifying dreams I've ever known.
Not for a while. Since I've had a child, I haven't had any my baby is dead dreams.
Maybe everyone should have a child to have pleasant dreams.
You should tell them the bear dream though. The bear dream is good.
Wait, what was the bear
dream? Post baby.
Pre-baby.
Did you like go to an Airbnb with your family and then like
with
the bear mom?
Yeah. No, well, we went into this Airbnb and it was really lush and really nice. It was like, oh, this is much nicer than what we booked online. Had like a settee and like a full island and like tea service for six and like a really fancy thing. And then I look out the window and a bear is
eating them.
Was it like
Yeah, no, it was like Like, it was walking upright like a person, but like, rah, and like biting my family.
What was happening in your life at the time?
But great deal.
Well, were they like prepared in a certain way? Like, were they cooked?
No, were people outside being mauled by a bear. Yeah.
What was going on in your life at the time?
Basically. Oh, I don't know. Not enough to keep me occupied during the day, perhaps. I had to invent really dramatic.
I was
dramatic
just asking because, like, I had a bear dream too, but it was like on a camping trip with my family, and I was afraid of bears all day, and then I had a nightmare that a bear attacked our tent.
But I mean, what actually happened in your dream, Rhonda?
It was like outside. I could hear it creeping on the outside of the tent. I was on the outside of everyone, and so I was like, I don't know. I'm the oldest brother, and I felt like I had to be the alarm system in case there was a bear. And so, like, that was basically the dream. Like, the bear was, like, its snout was, like, pushing it against the side of our tent. And I was like, fuck, this is it. We've got to scream to get this thing out of here. So I woke up and started screaming. And everybody else remembers this. I really got up. And I was like, guys, guys. And then as soon as I got up, I realized that it was a dream. And I went back to sleep. But the next morning...
Wait. Well, so you feel emotions.
Would you call
dreams
like a threat on my fear life an emotion?
Yeah, I mean, you were. That's fear.
I feel like when a bear is eating me, fear from that, like, that's not. I don't know. That's more just like security or something. I know what you mean,
Rhonda. So it's funny that you mentioned that. You have this dream and you're out with your family and like you really care for
I just felt like I had to do something about this bear immediately. No matter who I was with.
This is gonna be a little bit of a leap, but Jordan and I were watching Ricky's audition on American Idol. And then we saw your reaction to him getting through to the next round, and it was so precious. Excited you were.
My little brother was on American Idol. We went to set that day, and we knew we had to react to the moment, and we knew that he was probably getting in. It seemed like most people were. It was like I don't know, for some reason, it just not that many people were getting rejected. And so Zach and I, actually, that was all staged. My brother and I, we decided that we would say Yahoo, look at each other and say Yahoo, and then high five.
Do you think they had to cut out the Yahoo because of legal reasons?
It was way sloppier than we planned. It kind of messed up, but we had what you were seeing was real-ish. I would say it's 50% real.
Was that a genuine reaction?
It was me trying to do exactly what they wanted. Because I knew that that's the only way. Like, they interviewed us before about like all kinds of stuff. And like we were kind of being a little bit jokey, like, I don't know. Sorry.
It seemed like very unlikely.
Yeah, I know. Which is I know.
Which is why I wanted to ask fooled about it.
You and all of America were fooled. Nah, I mean, I was excited. I was happy for him and stuff, but like, I don't really, that's not how I would react. I was just going for a big reaction for TV.
That's good. I mean, you gotta play it up. I mean, if that was for the bigs for film, you know, you would play it down.
I mean,
bit.
We just wanted to make it really corny.
People are watching that on phones now, so you know, you really gotta exaggerate
the Yahoo
emotions. It's good.
I mean, there's like the drop.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I'm gonna let you guys go.
What's this podcast like? What are you calling anybody else this episode, or is this going to be the whole episode?
This is the whole episode. I mean, anything else you guys want to sneak into this before we end it?
When's the next Trashcast coming out?
Well, I got busy with other edit, and I haven't started the next one, but we recorded it, so. Yeah, we're not really talking about Facebook stuff. we're talking
yeah.
next episode about all kinds of stuff, but just not that. But yeah, I have some really good edits coming up. I have a lot of merch made. I have about 16 pieces of merch that I've made by hand.
Rondo got an embroidery machine. Uh-huh.
That's
pretty cool.
It's really janky to work with, but it's so fun when it does work.
Can you just like upload like a vector file from like
there's
an Adobe product?
The thing that sucks about embroidery is all the software is so overpriced. It's like a couple $1,000s a year for a license for like decent embroidery software. So I'm using some jank stuff, but yeah, that is actually how it works on the good software.
Oh, for some reason,
I did do some of it by hand. Some of it was at first. But
yeah, why don't you just do that and make like 1,000
pieces? Yeah, it would just take a long time. Well, like I want to get the thing is, I really do. I got good at I hand embroidered some stuff, and I really like the look of it because you use like thicker floss and it looks different. And it's nice, but with the embroidery machine, you can do some like really crazy stuff, you know, just like that, like you can, it's like mathematically perfect. I can put like tons and tons of detail into something and not have to do the work, you know. It's got its own qualities that I like, so I'll probably combine them both in a good piece of merch. It will have both hand embroidery and machine embroidery integrated.
You know, I think that
it will change, that the might change the game. I'm looking for, I am trying to push the merch game to a new level. I think you'll like the stuff. It's high concept too. Like it's got a lot. It's good.
Yeah. Oh boy, look at all
that. Nice.
Do you want any? You want a piece of merch? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to have the episode up, this next one up by like middle of next week. Like, so like 10 days ish. Hopefully.
Oh, too bad.
And yeah, cool.
Well, Rondo, can you like give us a pre-release of the merch, and then we'll happily patronize you.
Yeah, are you on Patreon?
Yeah, we still haven't set up the way we're going to sell it yet. But because the way it works is like I went to Goodwill and I bought a bunch of stuff used, and we just convert it into our merch. So,
if we can get like a tote,
okay, that's a good point. Yeah. We don't have any tote things.
Tote bags would be awesome.
Good idea.
You should sell tote bags and then fill it with books that you like, think people should read.
Pirated PDF, like printed out PDFs.
Like a chunk of the month thing. I mean, I wouldn't advocate that, but
yeah, go to the library, print out a whole like print out Grades of Wrath.
Just put library books in there.
Instead of ghost library accounts, and like you just never have to return them.
Oh yeah, you know what you should do? You should interview a librarian and see if there's any like identity
theft. I'm sure there is.
Happening at the library.
The last time I signed up for a library card, I had to give them my Hawaii driver's license.
Well,
so maybe that's not.
I had to give them like ID and like a piece of mail proving that I lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe not so much. This goes to show how often we've gone to the library.
Well, okay. Do you want to be on an episode of the Wendy Chung cast? Yeah, I mean,
this is an open invitation
to everybody, but nobody really wants to talk about Wendy, and I don't blame them, but.
Who is Wendy?
Remember,
I went to New York on my birthday just to go to the Wendy Chung event on my birthday and meet Wendy.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about
Wendy Williams.
I got a few.
Wait, so you're not getting any momentum?
I have two high profile names attached to the project. I will not reveal them right now, but I do have
Mark Zuckerberg. People.
Casey and I. Well, for what project?
We're going to read Wendy.
For Exit?
I don't know how we'll record it yet, but we're just going to read the Wendy Chun book one chapter at a time. Well, like, if you're a guest on the show, you have to read one chapter, and then we talk about it for, like, maybe an hour. I'll give you a... an open invitation, and you can listen to the first couple eps, and you can decide if you want to do it.
Do you know that this is your friend?
Okay.
Yeah, anything else you want to squeeze into this app? Shout out to all the haters.
I don't think so.
Thanks for listening. Rate and review us on iTunes. Give us a like. Tell your friends. You want to shout out your socials?
Oh, are you going to cry?
Okay.
No. Not really.
Follow
not
Jordan
really
IRL.
Nah, that'd be kind of okay. Creepy.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Rondo.
Bye.